with the 18th pick in the NFL draft.
Brock Heward's Draft Profile. The names worth watching for the Seahawks' first-round pick. Every morning at 8:30 leading up to the draft.
The Seattle Seahawks select
Leighton Vander Esch.
Linebacker, Boise State. Another linebacker that you are more than likely going to see drafted in the first round. You can add him to the kid out of Georgia, the kid out of Virginia Tech. Rashawn Evans, a kid out of Alabama that I previewed just a couple weeks ago. This is going to be linebacker heavy draft. This is the best linebacker draft I can remember in a long time. And Leighton Vander Esch is one unique kind of talent. He's 6'4", he's 256, Mike. He jumped nearly 40 inches at the combine. At 6'4", 256, he jumped 39.5 inches. That was second amongst all the linebackers. He blew it up. You know, we talk about this functional training. They got this spark testing that is really big at the high school level to kind of measure where kids' explosiveness and their movement and their functionality is. Leighton Vander Esch in this category checks every single box for Pete Carroll and John Schneider, more than the Alabama linebacker did. Actually, a whole lot more, because he's got immense length, immense wingspan. He was second in amongst all the linebackers in the 20-yard shuttle, second in the 60-yard shuttle, second in that vertical jump. He ran 4.65. He backed that up with being the Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year. He's the only reason Boise won double-digit games. He's the only reason. You know, he's the only reason that this year they were as relevant as they were. They beat up on Oregon in the bowl game. It was because of Leighton Vander Esch. And when you watch him, there are a couple guys that just come to mind immediately. For Bucky Brooks, and I think this is a pretty good comp. It wasn't mine. I think it's a pretty good comp. Bucky Brooks of the NFL.
Here we go. Tremaine Edmonds, Leighton Vander Esch. Very similar guys. When I look at these guys, it kind of reminds me of what you have with Clay Matthews. Hybrid players that can play on the outside, but also have the skills that can come inside. When you think about defensive coordinators and what they want guys that have a lot of versatility, the ability to affect the game in a variety of ways. With Vander Esch and Edmonds, you have that potential.
And they're somewhat similar. You're going to hear this tomorrow in the draft. Both of them have a lot of football still to grow and to gain. Vander Esch out of the Mountain West Conference, well coached at Boise State, but there's a lot of football to learn, man. There's a lot of intricacies of the game. Edmonds is a kid out of Virginia Tech who'll be a top 15 pick, but they're similar. Their bodies, their movement, their athleticism, it is off the charts. It's so intriguing because they can run sideline to sideline, and that's what Daniel Jeremiah noticed. What I noticed when I saw Vander Esch this season, there's not a play on the field that he can't chase down.
You can watch him range sideline to sideline, make all kinds of plays. He's athletic enough to cover backs and tight ends out of the backfield. And the production is there. You've seen it on the field. And really a fascinating backstory with him as well. A very small level of competition in high school. Landed at Boise State and they got a gem. I think the team that drafts him will also land a big-time player.
Yeah, I think he will too. A little quick thumbnail sketch because I had Boise this season. And I love talking to the strength coaches. You know that. I try to sneak a workout in when I'm there. I try to get a T-shirt and shorts, especially for some of my neighbor friends that enjoy some of that swag. And I love talking to those guys. Say, okay, who is it? Who's your workout warrior? Who's the one in here that, like, if you're playing, and in this case it was New Mexico, but you play Washington, you play Oregon, you play these schools, and they get one weight room freak show, and you get one. Who is it? And they're like, Leighton Vander Esch. Not even a question. Have you seen him? I'm like, well, watch his tape. No, have you seen him in person? No. Well, wait till you do. He's 6'4", he's 250, he jumps 40 inches. And you know what? Guys like that don't come out of Riggins, Idaho. Ask Big Kyle about, you've been to Riggins, Idaho, right, Big Kyle?
Yeah, they tell me.
Yeah. Those were in your frat days at Wazoo, right?
I've been there four times.
Yeah, Salmon.
You don't remember
make
any
it
of
out
them?
Alive.
Salmon River High School in Riggins, Idaho. Eight-man football. That's the backstory that Daniel Jeremiah was talking about. Like, and you can imagine it, right? You kind of picture it. Pull into this small town. His dad's a hunting guide. There's some scary pictures, as Kyle said on the old internet.
Truly frightening.
Of the grizzly bears and the other animals they've killed. And a lot of the animals. The taxidermist has been busy for the Vander Esch family. Like, they've got a bus. Right, they highlighted this in the bowl game. They got a bus that travels from Riggins to all the games, and this Reuter bus, like straight out of Hickory, Indiana.
Sheesh.
Like, the backstory is awesome. It's fascinating. The playmaking is pretty off the charts. And whether it's Clay Matthews, I see a little bit of Luke Kuechly. Now, I don't see anywhere near the production. He's not a middle linebacker. He's like a weak side linebacker. He's a fast flow guy. But just from a structure and a movement and athleticism, I see a little bit of Luke Kuechly. I think he'll be a first rounder. Tom McShay just this morning was asked on Go Look and Wingo, who are the guys who are going to sit and wait? who are the guys that are going to fall? And he pointed to Vander Esch being one of them just because of some of the injury concerns. So on so many of these profiles at 18, Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, Leighton Vander Esch, this is not the spark testing. This is not the productivity. This is not the body type. Check all those boxes, first round pick. But there is some injury history. There are some concussions there in the background that if he does sit at 18, at 20, at 25, at 30, there's a reason for it. And the only reason is because of the injury situation with Leighton Vander Esch. He's an absolute stud. Would not take him at 18, but he is your KJ Wright plus. He is your pass rusher.
Can he rush the passer?
Yes, but that's going to be something that's got a learning curve to it. That's got to grow and develop. But there's no reason with his length and with his speed. Kind of reminds me, too, I guess I'm saying in, you know, a little cliche here, but TJ Watt, you know, last year, a similar frame, a similar size, you know, a linebacker that was really productive as well, an injury history, and he fell to the late first round of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Vander Esch is going to be a very good pro if he can stay healthy and just an unbelievably intriguing prospect.
Well, we've gone through these. We got one more tomorrow. Have you saved the best for last, or is it just another guy on the list? What do you got tomorrow?
Dude, I got 15 of them tomorrow.
We're
going to go.
It's going to be amazing.
They're going to be a minute at a time. We're going to go.
So that at the end of it, you'd be like, yeah, I definitely did a thing.
No, but we are going to do a couple things tomorrow. I do have someone tomorrow, but also Howdy challenged me to do a grade A draft, and that is pick a Seahawk in the first, second, third. You know, even though they don't have those picks right now, I think they will. I think they'll trade down. Give me three or four guys in each of those rounds. It would be a grade A pick for the Seahawks. So we will do that tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Oh, you better believe it. Juiced up. So geeked up.
Brock's also been trying to get the rest of us here to do a mock draft, and thus far we've all refused to do it. Like,
already submitted three copies.
Howdy, our whole thing was that nobody cares what the rest of us want to do in a mock draft. Why did you then fill out a mock draft?
Because I was just trying to make you guys feel better that you didn't want to, so I made you think that nobody wanted to know what you guys did.
What are you eating right now?
It's a peanut butter?
What are you eating?
No, I'm not eating anything.
You're like chomping on it so I can hear it. Like,
no, Mike, you're the only one that eats on the microphone.
You sound like a cow.
You're well established.
You sound like a cow chewing its cud. Don't shrug your shoulders at me.
I don't know what
you sound like a cow chewing cud. That's what you sound like right now. It's ridiculous.
I got a hypothetical for you. I just thought of kind of a random one. Is we got good news, bad news, no news, and I can't wait to talk to Jim Abbott at 9 o'clock. That's going to be an absolute blast. If you could be in any of these different environments, which one would you choose? Mm. Would you choose Kyle signing day down in the SEC, being at Alabama, sitting in that room, that office, the day of signing day or the day before? Would you want to sit in the war room? Would you want to sit in the war room today and tomorrow getting ready for this draft? Would you want to sit inside that hotel room at the winter meetings with some of the agents and some of the people? Like, what would be your absolute, if you could be a fly on the wall or be inside embedded in one of those situations, what would it be?
I don't think I need to answer this. You know full well it's the winter meetings.
More than the war room. Or trade deadline day.
That's what I would love to do. No. Trade deadline day or the winter meetings, either one, just to embed me with a major league GM. That would be perfect. I'll be all set.
That war room, everything that you've heard about it. Man, I hope someday.
I don't think signing day would be that interesting. They're just hooting and hollering every time another one of their recruits comes.
No, I'm talking like Ohio State.
There's no maneuvering.
Oh, yeah. There's
maneuvering?
Sure, there is.
Nah, there's no maneuvering. Yeah, there's, just sitting and waiting.
Right.
That's what they're supposed to do.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Right? So I assume that's what they're actually doing. Yes. All right. Hey, that's the draft. Tomorrow it all gets going. We'll be at 710sports.com for all of our draft coverage so you can get a text alert just by texting the word draft to 710-710. You can do it right now. Text draft to 710-710, and we'll shoot you updates as they come with Seahawks moves or when we get going.